Birds are a big part of nature. Unfortunately, in Ireland, a lot of bird species are currently in decline. I sat down with Alan Balf from Tralee Bay Wetlands. He explained more about supporting birds in the winter months and what you might see flying around.
My name's Alan Balf. I'm the Senior Education and Wildlife Officer here at Tralee Bay Wetlands. Started 5 years ago now, 2019, 4 years ago. And I did wildlife biology in what was the IT Tralee. Been here ever since, more or less.
We're here today to talk a bit about birds, bird houses, and a bit how we can support birds coming into, I suppose we're in the winter months now. So tell me a bit about bird houses.
Bird houses are, there's a bit of debate about whether to be for or for against bird houses. We don't have a lot of mature trees in Ireland, so one way of getting around it is to build bird houses, like owl boxes. Owls need large holes inside trees. That's usually their main nesting or home. So yeah, birds don't really use bird boxes during the winter. It's more just for the summer when they're, or the spring when they're breeding. And they don't normally use nests after that then. So there's no, if you're giving a present, yeah, fair enough, but there's probably no need to do it until put the bird box up until spring.
And if people wanted to support birds, say in their gardens or just around, what kind of things could people do?
Yeah, so the best thing is most birds are most birds do is they feed their chicks insects, and you get insects by leaving your grass grow long, because you're hoping to get a variety of species in there. It's kind of everything feeds back into the producer, the plants. The more different variety of plants you have, the more insects you have, the more food you have for your birds. But you're also looking for your native Irish plants. So they're, and usually they're in your grass already, like the clover, that attracts a lot of insects. And there's stuff that comes up like yarrow. It has a white flower now. It looks like very small because people mow it a lot, so it gets kind of bonsai'd. But there are the stuff that attracts insects in. There are the native plants that the insects have evolved with. Planting other things like hawthorn, which is a lovely little, if you keep it short, it's lovely for a garden. And it produces that lovely white flower in May as well. So you can use that as, you know, use the flowers as decoration for your house as well. Like, we're making wreaths here. And we use rose hips. And again, come May, we'll take off all the old foliage and we put some of those hawthorn flowers into the ring of the wreath. So you're multi-purpose. But use the flowers, plant all the wild native stuff, and use the flowers as decoration for yourselves. And by doing that, you're encouraging insects into your own gardens, and then you're feeding the birds that way. Especially if you're letting some of the grasses grow long, they've lots of seeds on them, and birds will eat that. The dreaded one that everyone hates is the thistles. They have a lovely purple flower, so that's great for pollinators. And then the finches love the seeds off that then afterwards. Right, so the birds, the most, Kerry, Tralee Bay, gets 20,000 migratory birds. They're not going to be coming into your garden, and they won't be nesting really during the summer. These come from the places like Germany. You get loads of curlew coming in. They're not the resident ones. These are the migratory ones. So the ones we get in summer are just, we've only 100 to 150 breeding pairs left in Ireland. They're fairly endangered. We get loads of oyster catchers. We get hooper swans. So they come from Iceland. And then you get the Canadian pale-bellied brent geese as well. And they obviously come from Canada. And they're kind of a larger issue. They need farmland is what they kind of need. So it's trying to promote farming, biodiverse farming, because they help those birds, and they've flown thousands of miles, and they need clean, good habitat with loads of food in it, because they need to store up energy for the flight back in March, April. I suppose going back, if you have there's a permaculture kind of thinking, if you put in a few bird boxes into your garden, you're looking for like the likes of blue tits and robins. So they will eat loads of caterpillars, and they're the caterpillars that are attacking. If you're growing food at home, they're eating your cabbages, your kales. So they're a pest deterrent. They eat loads of the pests, so you don't have to spray with pesticides. It's the organic way of getting out of it. And again, there's pastime for everyone. That's their, you know, people love bird watching. I don't think there is an importance, but like, they are a living creature. They don't need to be important for us to need to help them. I think that's the thing, that, you know, just because it might be relevant to us doesn't mean it doesn't deserve to exist.
If you are feeding birds in your garden, remember not everything is safe for them. Alan tells us what to avoid.
White bread. Really shouldn't be given white bread to birds. A lot of it doesn't have any nutrient value. Not great for ourselves either. Anything with seeds is usually good. It's the, you know, as close to seeds as you can get. And if you can get the seeds that are grown in Ireland, all the better. Because if you're buying some stuff gets... there's an invasive seed from Africa. I think it's black grass. And that's invasive here in Ireland. So if the birds eat it and they poo it out again, it starts to grow, and we're spreading invasives that way. So the best thing is to local seeds. And again, if you're letting your grass grow long, that's producing seeds as well. So you've got your free bird food right there.
Alan explains a bit more about bird species that are in decline and what some of the reasons might be.
Unfortunately, most birds are in decline, and that is due to a lot of pesticide use, changes in farming, and by no means I'm blaming farmers, it's directives that were set down for them. And there's a lot of trees been cut down, and that really affects them. The less insects they have, less food, habitats are getting fragmented, so populations are very much... they're going down, the populations are going low, and they're far apart from each other. So that there's a bit of genetic, you want populations to mix, so you have good genetics, and that's what's not happening now at the moment. So yeah, the best thing to do is cut that, to get rid of the pesticides altogether, because pesticides are just horrible things, and try and find organic ways or permaculture ways of dealing with your problems. I know we here at the centre, we use a blowtorch for, if you're getting rid of weeds, a blowtorch, and that burns the roots as well. I suppose everything we do here kind of benefits birds as well. So we've done a lot in the last 5 years, 4 years, we've done a lot of tree planting. We planted, I think we're up at 2,000 trees on the site. So they're all native trees. There's elder, hawthorn, rowan, oak, ash, hazel. To name a few, and there's a couple of apple trees and stuff like that. They're all really good for insect populations, which is good for bird populations. And we have noticed there is more birds here at the wetlands. What do we see? We saw kingfishers, but that's water. We saw goldfinches, long-tailed tits. There's more blue tits. There's more robins. I know it's a common one, but we didn't actually have that many here before. But now there's a nice population. So it is all coming up. It takes a little bit of time for nature to react, but it does react if you allow it to and help.
If you are interested in learning more about birds in your area or getting into bird watching, there are resources out there.
So there's Birdwatch Ireland. They're on Facebook and Instagram, and they have their own site. You can buy their, and the Irish Wildlife Trust. You can buy their books through a subscription, and they send you out a book quarterly about the general bird populations in Ireland. Join your local Birdwatch Ireland. There's usually a few bits and pieces going out where they're doing bird watching, and it's the only way to actually get good at bird watching is to go out and do it. And if you're with someone who knows what they're looking at and knows the bird songs as well, all the better. It's just going to help you with errors and stuff like that. And just start looking in your own garden. If you see something, you know, there's loads of little books for sale in Easons and O'Mahony's in town. They all have, you know, start IDing what you've seen. You'll get the common ones, and sometimes you might see something flying over that's unusual. And then you have to ID that. So it's kind of just slowly building up your repertoire. And that gets you more interested then. And that will help you decide that you want to leave a little bit of your garden go wild then to bring in more birds. No, again, there's no substitute for a wild habitat. So if you are thinking of putting in a bird box, you could also put in a tree near it. And again, use the birds to your advantage. Use them, put bird boxes in your garden if that's the way you want to go about it. Just try and leave a little bit more of your garden go wilder. And there's a beauty in it too, because as I said, those thistles, they've lovely purple flower. And you know, some of those wildflowers make great cuttings, and use them like we are here. We're using them for in our wreaths. So, you know, there's more uses than just feeding birds as well, using for yourself.